On this week's episode of the Hanford Insider, we'll hear from Stacy and Stephen Brazil about the Autism Awareness 5K run, or walk, that's happening on April 6th. Rob will give us a city council update as well as a community calendar update, and I'll be back later with a baseball and softball update for our local teams. This is the Hanford Insider for Monday, March 25th. Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the Hanford Insider. I'm your host, Rob Bentley. Thanks for listening. In community news this week, the Hanford City Council had a very long meeting to discuss the final elements of the downtown improvement project. The proposed roundabout at the corner of 7th and Dowdy was approved by a vote of 3-2. The project now moves to the final design phase. Contracts should be awarded by the end of 2024, and construction will start shortly after. At the meeting, it was also announced by the Hanford City Manager, Mario Cifuentes, that Hanford has found a new fire chief. Congratulations to Mr. Daniel Perkins, who will be leading the department and will be formally introduced to the community soon. Here are some things coming up on our community calendar. The Carnegie Museum of Kings County presents Kings County's Asian Experiences. The museum is located at 109 East 8th Street and is open each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. Admission is $5 per person with a family maximum of $10. For more information, you can visit the Carnegie Museum website at carnegiemuseumofkingscounty.org. The Hanford Parks and Community Services Egg Hunt will be held in the Civic Center Park on March 29th at 10 a.m. On Saturday, April 6th and Sunday, April 7th, there will be a monster truck show at the King's Fairgrounds. The gates open at 12 noon. For more information, visit www.thekingsfair.com. The King's Players and Children's Storybook Garden and Museum are presenting their 4th Annual Murder Mystery Dinner on April 20th. For further information and tickets, visit childrensstorybookgarden.org. The Hanford Chamber of Commerce Taste of the Valley is in the Civic Center Park on April 26th. Visit hanfordchamber.com for more information. On Sunday, April 28th, there will be a Mother's Day Vendor Fair and Hat Bar in the Carnegie Museum Garden from 11 to 4. I'll be grabbing events as I see them on the Hanford Sentinel calendar and social media pages. If you have an event coming up and you'd like some help getting the word out, let's work together. Send your information to hanfordinsider@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to my weekly newsletter to get a complete calendar of events. The 4th Annual Autism Awareness 5K Run and Walk is coming up on Saturday, April 6th at Quail Run Park on Glacier Way. And I've invited Stacy and Stephen Brazil on to tell us about this awesome event. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, Stacy, let's start with you. This Autism Awareness Run is in its 4th year and certainly is building a strong backing and support. Can you tell us a little bit about how you started the run and what gave you the inspiration to start this event for the community?
Well, absolutely. Me and Bree decided we were going to do a 5K back in 2020 for our son, Luke. He's nonverbal autistic, and COVID hit. So all the 5Ks and runs went virtual. So we decided we weren't going to let that stop us. And we started in our garage from my house. And we had about 15 runners. We made shirts and it was awesome. And then every year since then, it doubled and tripled in size.
That's wonderful. Just seeing the growth of the event is amazing. So tell us a little bit about the event. I noticed it's scheduled for April 6th. Can you tell us a little bit about the location and maybe about some of the activities that will be going on that day?
Yeah, so we're going to have it at the Quail Rock Park, right just down the street from our house, because again, this started from the garage built. And so it's just a local park right here in the neighborhood. We mapped out a little 5K course And it's a nice size park that we can have the bounce house, the face painters, the vendors, and everyone out there. And there's a playground for the kids. So it's a good little environment for everybody. And unfortunately, probably after this year, we're going to have to find a new location that's bigger. But, so it's a bad thing, but a good thing at the same time, because we've outgrown the neighborhood. So we're going to have to find a bigger venue.
So as far as the run goes then and the walk, it's going to be primarily around the park boundaries then?
The run walk is going to start obviously at the park, and then it's going to go on to Glacier up to the stop sign, and you're going to go east on Flint, stop sign at 11th, hang a right, southbound on 11th to Fargo, Fargo back to Glacier, up all the way back to Flint, back to the park for the full 5K. Majority of the people or the walkers will just stop back at the park. But for the people completing the whole 5K, they will need to go back up to the stop sign and back to the park, because we will be giving prizes for first, second, third place.
I noticed that neighborhood does have a lot of sidewalks, so it's not just in the road. It's actually on the sidewalks, and people can push strollers and stuff like that. So that should be a pretty good event. You mentioned some of the activities in the park, face painting, bounce houses. For the people that may be participating, they can do afterwards, or maybe the people that are not participating in the walk can do during the program. What kind of vendors do you plan on having out there?
So we're welcoming anyone and everyone, but so far, what we have committed so far is we have the Kings County Sheriff Explorers. They come out and they have a autism patch for the Kings County Sheriff that they sell to raise money for their program. We have the ECP. We have the Sensory Rock, who's going to come out and set up a booth. They're a huge program here in the city that provides a lot of help for not only autism, but a playground and a comfortable area for the kids, and what would you call it? Counseling or help for, you know, children with needs, autism. And we have snow cone vendors, ice cream vendors, obviously the face painter and the bounce house and the playground that's provided for the park. And we also have Walmart coming out, and they're going to raffle off a bike. We'll have other prizes up for raffle, and then we will also have prizes based off of the placing of the race.
So if you don't mind sharing, I know that this is a very personal cause for your family, and I know that there are other families out there that need to hear that resources are available to them. Can you maybe share a little bit about your story and how you've connected with other parents with special needs?
Yeah, so being in Hanford, we've done several clinicians and help in town. Fortunately, some of them have went out of business that are no longer with us, but the Sensory Rock is still standing, and the ABA therapy. Sensory Rock is literally right downtown, and it's a nice, beautiful facility that is comfortable for all kids, no matter what their disability may be. And believe it or not, like I mentioned earlier, it seems like years ago in the beginning of my stages of my son being diagnosed with autism that I was the only one. But as soon as I started making this run, I have more and more and more people just reaching out to me and say, hey, what's it like? Does your child do this? Do they do that? And it let me know that this is affecting a lot more people than we realize. It's a huge impact on everyone. You know, I believe there's a lot more kids with autism and kids on the spectrum than we realize. But, you know, it's being in Hanford, Kings County, it's a tight-knit community. So it's not hard to find someone that relates to autism.
Yeah, that's great that you've been able to develop connections with families that are experiencing the same challenges. And this is such an awesome event. Can you tell us a little bit about the event, how people can maybe get signed up, and maybe if they want to help at the event, maybe they aren't interested in running necessarily, but they'd like to help out. How can they reach you?
Well, they can reach me via phone, 559-967-9445, or Bree at 559-997-5442. We're available anytime. We can always answer any kind of questions that anyone has. And you don't necessarily need to sign up the day of come on down and, you know, just hang out, or, you know, there's going to be a lot of resources there if you have questions and are afraid to ask. So, I mean, there's a lot of resources there. UCP will be there. Like we said, Sensory Rock, and they're amazing, you know, to help out. And there's a lot of first time people that don't know what to do. And it's like a community. We're all going to be there and we can all answer each other's questions and kind of lean on each other for support.
Very cool. Well, I will put your phone numbers for you and Bree in the show notes, and people can get a hold of you. And like you said, even if they don't make a call, they can come up that morning and reach you. And I'll put the flyer also in the show notes so people can see more about that. And it was great having you on the show, and I want to wish you the best of luck at your event on April 6th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
And now it's time for Hanford Insider Sports with Eric Bentley.
We'll start with baseball, as all three teams have started league play. Hanford High was able to split a pair of lopsided games this week, picking up a 7-1 victory over Tulare Union before falling to Tulare Western 13-1. The Bullpups are 2-1 in WYL action and 7-4 overall. Sierra Pacific also split their two matchups this week, besting Washington Union 6-2 and faltering to Exeter 8-7 in a very close game. The Golden Bears find themselves at 6-5 overall, 1-2 in league play. And Hanford West was unable to pick up a victory, dropping their two games 4-2 to Emmanuel and 9-5 to Reedley. The Huskies are 1-2 in league and 5-7 overall. In softball action, league play has not started yet, but there was plenty of offense to be found from all of the teams last week. We'll start with Hanford High, as they scored 15 runs en route to a 15-11 victory over Golden West with an incredible 8-run outburst in the bottom of the fifth inning. With the win, the Bullpups improved to 5-6 overall. Sierra Pacific also scored quite a few runs. Unfortunately, their late game rally wasn't quite enough as they fell to Emmanuel 10-9. The Golden Bears will look to pick things up in league action as they sit 1-8 overall on the year. And Hanford West was able to pick up a win in their only action last week, taking down Lemoore in dominant fashion by a final score of 11-3. The Huskies find themselves with a very solid record heading into league play at 8-4-1 overall. As always, we'd love to hear any scores, stories, or stats that you'd like us to cover, so please reach out to HanfordInsider@gmail.com. I'm Eric Bentley, and this has been your Hanford Insider Sports Report.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. If you enjoyed the podcast, leave a review on my website. If you'd like to join the Hanford Insider email list, stop by the website at hanfordinsider.com to sign up for updates. You'll also get an exclusive copy of my newsletter in your inbox each week. You can also send me feedback by voicemail through my website by clicking on the microphone icon. I'd love to hear from you. Your comments may even be shared on the show. I also need help getting the word out about the show by liking and sharing on social media or telling a friend. For more information about the show, you can find this podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, X, and YouTube at Hanford Insider. If you have a show idea, be sure to email me at hanfordinsider@gmail.com and I'll get going on it. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.